Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, for millions of people, today, Labor Day is the last holiday of the summer. It's time for one last trip to the beach, the park, the lake, or your favorite recreational spot. Sadly, this Labor Day, there's millions of Americans and people around the world who find themselves without a job or without a job that adequately provides for their family. That's why this begins the 25th year that we've dedicated ourselves to praying for those who are unemployed, underemployed, looking for promotions, raises, bonus benefits, or if they're self-employed, looking for more sales for their business, or increased investment or retirement income. Over the years, we've been praying for folks on Labor Day. We've had some great testimonies.
We sure have. We mailed in this is one from Christopher and Cheryl in Montgomery, Alabama. We're going to share a few. We mailed in our Labor Day letter to you to pray over. God moved the very next day. We love those, don't we?
We
Hallelujah.
Do.
My wife got a call from the Board of Education letting her know she got a job teaching music. The position raised her salary by $10,000.
From RBS in Georgia, I sowed a seed into the ministry. I was believing for an increase on my job. The next day, my senior manager presented me a new bonus structure for supervisors. My pay increase was $7,600 a year. Mm. That was a Labor Day prayer.
Then Gary from Texas wrote in and said, thank you for your prayers on Labor Day. Since then, I've received two pay raises.
A.M. from Georgia. Since I sowed to your ministry on Labor Day, I received a 7% increase on my job.
Praise the Lord for the job covenant you prayed on Labor Day. I asked the Lord to increase my income at least $1,600 a month. I received a notice that my income would increase $1,800 a month. This was from Charlie and Chris in Tennessee.
Lane from Wyoming wrote, this year has been challenging. I began to sow in your ministry this year with determination. You are the real deal. Praise the Lord. The enemy tried hard to convince me otherwise, but something rose up inside of me, and I told him I was going to do exactly what the man of God said. I had never sowed as many big seeds as I have this year, and every time God comes through. My last seed was $500, and God gave me the three best jobs I've ever had, worth $61,000 gross, which paid off a $10,000 IRS bill and an $11,000 lumber bill that we got behind on. When you sent the Labor Day letter, I heard God say he would do it again. So here's another seed of $500. The seeds are not in my comfort zone, but I just love what God does.
Oh, you got to love it.
Yes, you do. If you'd like for us to lift you up in prayer today, go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day and provide us with the specific information we need to pray for you. Remember, no matter what your current employment situation, we want you to give your job to God.
That's right.
Listen to something God revealed several years back, teaching from the Word.
In the book of Exodus, there is kind of a hidden and folded truth about the very first job being given to the Lord. You might be out there today as a bricklayer, a bank teller. You might be working in an office somewhere, or you might even own your own business. But God takes Moses from a very ho-hum job of being a shepherd on the backside of the desert and turns him into the most powerful man of his times in the land of Egypt, placing him even above Pharaoh himself. But let's read this from the Word ourselves and see the revelation. In Exodus 4, verse 2, it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, what is that in thy hand? And he said, a rod. Moses answers, it's a shepherd's rod. Now the shepherd rod represented the vocation Moses was in at the time. He was a common sheep herder wandering in the desert, taking care of some sheep that were not even his own. They belonged to his father-in-law. But without a moment's hesitation. Are you ready? Moses gave the rod into God's hand. Now remember that the rod symbolizes his secular employment. However, something exciting is about to happen, because we all know that whatsoever we place in the Lord's hands becomes a powerful tool to do God's work. In Exodus 4, verse 17, it says, "Thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs." Just a few minutes ago, Moses' job or his vocation was under his control. However, now the Lord has stepped in, and Moses' job or rod is in the Lord's control. Notice that Moses' shepherd's rod is now in God's hands as God gives it back to Moses, and that's a powerful part of all of it. Not only does God give Moses control over and now the anointed shepherd's rod, but God has added his mighty power to it. And in Exodus 4, verse 20, it says, "And Moses took his wife and sons and set them upon an ass, and he returned into the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God," notice that wording, "the rod of God in his hand." Keep in mind that when Moses started out, it was his shepherd rod. But when his shepherd's rod, a type of his means of making a living, was put into the Lord's hands, and the Lord gave it back to him, I mean willingly put in the Lord's hands. When he gave it back, it was no longer just a shepherd's rod. It became the rod of God. Now listen to God's holy word as he tells us exactly what happens to Moses' shepherd's rod after it becomes the rod of God, because it became a miracle-working rod in Moses' hands. In Exodus 4, verse 17, the Living Bible, it says, "Be sure to take your rod along, so that you can perform the miracles I have shown you." Hallelujah.
Now, honey, I can hear some saying, "Well, that was Moses and God, but that's not me." So I would ask you, why would God want you to hear these verses?
Amen.
Why didn't he just skip this part? Unless God wants you to understand the principle behind what happened here. Before Moses handed his vocation to God, he was in charge of his own destiny. He was the sole proprietor of his job. That is, until God showed him how he can make his job an effective part of God's end time stewardship. Make no mistake about it, this very day, September 2nd, hallelujah, please get that. This very day, you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. Glory to God. Think about that. Think about it. Give your job to God and then begin seeing supernatural things happening in your life. It's not uncommon to hear that people with more seniority than they had have been let go, and yet they kept their job. If you follow the example of Moses' release, take your job out of your hands and put it in the God's, you'll immediately begin to see the power and protection God brings over it. Please know that we're talking about small potatoes. Now, we're not. Let me say it that way. I mean, we're not talking about small potatoes just because a plain old shepherd's rod went before the nation of Israel in deliverance. As you place your job into God's hands and allow your job to become God's job, he will multiply finances, influence, and advancement in the same way that he did for Moses. When your job is God's job, it will help you see that you don't get laid off. If you do get laid off, in a short time, you'll have a better job than before.
Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 5:18. Let's look at that, honey. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18 says, "Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him, for it is his portion."
Hallelujah. You and your job can become fireproof, layoff-proof, even pink slip proof, if you give your job to God. Let Him take over as the new manager owner of your talents, skills, or better said, your job. With His help, you can turn your job into a high-paying position.
Hey, that would make the title of a great book, which just so happens to be one my husband wrote several years ago. How to Turn Your Job into a High-Paying Position. And that's what's born out of the Word of God.
That's exactly
and out
right.
of the Scripture.
Meditate on this saying, little becomes much when God's in it. Will Rogers, the American humorist, once said, in order to succeed, you must know what you're doing, like what you're doing, and believe in what you're doing.
Amen.
Once again, if you want us to pray for you on this Labor Day, go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day and provide us with the specific information we need to pray for you. Let me just give you another testimony or two.
Yeah, they're so good. These are highlights, just highlights over the years of things that have just stuck in our minds, and we just love it. It is so exciting. This one is from Carol.
It says, thank you for praying for us on Labor Day. My husband and I were leaving for vacation that week. My husband was somewhat upset on Labor Day, knowing that when we get back from vacation, no work for him is lined up. Well, be praised. God be praised. 3 p.m. on Labor Day, he got a phone call from a current client wanting to go with his estimate. He was so happy he could enjoy the vacation knowing that he had work when he got back.
Hallelujah.
And the best part is it'll be our biggest profit job for the year so far.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Carol.
That is so wonderful. We know Carol.
Yeah, we do.
And Eileen from New Jersey. One time it says, my car was in the shop for 8 days, and the bill was $703, which I had to put on a credit card. But a few days later, after your Labor Day prayer, a couple I only see once in a while called to ask about my car. When I told them the story, they paid off the entire bill.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here's from LL in Florida, dear friend of ours.
Dear friend.
As a result of the Labor Day of prayer, I received a call from that offered a reduction of a $6,700 debt to the amount of $1,200 as a one-time settlement, if I could make that immediate payment. Wow. And one last one, Rachel in Indiana. Harold, I'm just doing my September numbers. Since I sent you that seed, $1,000, my sales increased $32,000 in 1 month.
In 1 month. She got it all capped in 1 month.
Yeah, we went from 60,000 to 92,000.
God is good. I know. He is so good all the time.
Honey, we're just excited about receiving the testimonies.
Yes.
That'll manifest.
Yes.
From those who took a step of faith.
And we release our faith with you.
This Labor Day.
Amen.
I'm so looking forward to this symphony of prayer that we're going to be having today.
Amen.
I'm just excited about it. You know, I start at midnight.
That's right.
And do get a little sleep. But this is a day that we've committed to praying for your breakthrough.
Amen.
Your financial breakthroughs. So we really want you to be a part of it.
That's right.
We want to know that we're going to be talking about your testimony in the future. But we can't do that unless you give us the information we need.
Amen. So it is going to be fabulous. And just that, like you said, symphony of prayer. Once you just get praying, there's just something that just kicks in with the Lord. My husband's already been praying. We've actually both already been praying over as they've come in because we have gotten a lot. Yeah. We don't ever skim over them. We don't ever put them in a pile and say, okay, Lord, bless it all. We call it each individual out.
Every line that you filled out.
That's it.
We pray.
Over that line.
We do. Hallelujah. And you pray for us today as we're praying for you.
Amen.
Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.